Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, PeopleStack family. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about why your secret or not so secret hatred for marketing is destroying your technical career. Stay tuned. Hello, hello from beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. We are enjoying the high desert life. We are enjoying the desert. We're enjoying the mountains. We're enjoying the valleys and really just enjoying our epic road trip in this part of our adventure. And we are so, so grateful to have been able to create this adventure, to create this freedom, to create this life for my husband, Rob, for our son, for our family, this life of balance and joy and freedom and peace. And that's what we want for all of you as well. And so that's why in these episodes, I invite you to make some shifts. And I'm going to do the same in this episode. And if you pay very close attention, I'm going to ask you to pay very close attention, because if you do, you're going to be able to make the shifts so that you're not struggling in your career anymore. You're not settling for mediocre work, mediocre pay, mediocre boss, mediocre team, mediocre impact. We don't want you settling and struggling with that anymore. We want you to be able to use your career as a vehicle to live your dream life. That's what's amazing about your career. You can absolutely build a rock solid career engine for growth in your life. And on this episode, we're going to talk about marketing, because if you do not make shifts around marketing, your beliefs around marketing, your marketing skills, your thoughts about marketing, your feelings about marketing, you are not going to be able to make the impact that you that you're actually capable of. You're not going to be able to tap into your possibility, your potential, your full potential as a technical leader. You're not going to be able to tap into that if you do not make some massive shifts around marketing. So again, pay very, very close attention and take notes on this episode, because it absolutely can make the difference between you overworking, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. It can absolutely make the difference between you overworking and being underpaid by 10%, 20%, 30%, 40% or more, and feeling underrecognized, not being recognized for all of that hard work that you're doing. It can make the difference between that and shifting to a work life that you truly enjoy, and it doesn't feel like work. You're in your dream job with your dream team. And we've had the pleasure of helping our clients to do this. And you're earning your dream salary as well, because you finally know how, and you have the confidence to own your worth and to make those shifts. Why am I talking about marketing? Well, if you're wondering what marketing has to do with your career as a technical manager, then truth time, that's exactly why you're stuck in your career right now, or at least that's one of the reasons. So if you're wondering why marketing relates to your career as a technical manager and your work, your daily work as a technical manager, I want to see you marketing every single day as a technical manager. And if you don't understand that and you don't get that and you don't see that, then that's exactly why you're stuck right now. And that's the shift you get to make. If you do see it and you're not doing it, if you do see it and you're kind of picking up what I'm putting down, I do still want you to pay very close attention, because you're going to be able to fully make that shift toward owning it and saying, all right, I'm going to get great at marketing. Because you have to get great at marketing in order to make the impact, earn the income, and live the life that you want. And one of the reasons why we decided to just hit it on the nose with this particular podcast, hit it on the nose in terms of marketing, certainly a topic that we've talked about before. And the reason why I'm addressing it straight on is because, look, we share our client success stories of our clients earning 30, 40, 50%, sometimes even 110% raises, like one of our clients recently did. We share those results. We share the impact and the in what our clients are able to do. They're able to go from being in work environments where they're frankly toxic, and they're tearing their hair out every day, wondering what's not working. Why is my boss so against me? Why is my team not listening? Why does nobody seem to get what it is that I want? Why does nobody take my suggestions? Why do I not get the recognition? In the form of maybe even just a pat on the back would be great. And yeah, you know what? I'm really past due for a raise. And every time I ask my boss, it's like, oh yeah, we'll talk about that come performance review time. And performance review time comes around and it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And they've gone from that, struggling, overworked, underpaid, to having their dream jobs, landing their dream jobs. And jumping out of bed every morning and showing up so powerfully as leaders that their spouses, their friends are saying, you're different and I love it. I don't know what it is you're doing right now in your life, but keep it up because I love this version of you. I love this upgraded version of you. And they are loving their own upgraded versions of themselves as well, even more. And that's why they're able to create even more impact and create even more balance in their life. They have more time. They have more money. So they don't have to worry about budgeting anymore. At least not to the extent that they were before. They don't have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck. They have more than enough money to create a budget that's crazily flexible. That doesn't even feel like budgeting. So these are the kinds of shifts that we're able to help our clients to make. And they're able to do this with complete integrity, with complete authenticity, true to who they are. It's their dream. It's not anybody else's. And that's why they're able to do this with so much power, because the power is in showing up authentically. And when we share these results, often what we get is, wow, I'm so inspired by it. Wow, that is amazing. How can I follow in their footsteps? And sometimes it's more along the lines of, okay, yeah, I see that. That's great. I don't know if it's possible for me, but that's really, really great. And all of these are, by the way, valid and right reactions, because you're reacting from the place that you're living. And sometimes when we share these results, people don't believe them because they're not at a place yet where they can believe it. And sometimes people react with things like, well, these are just platitudes. They're just platitudes. It's just, you know, you're just saying the same words over and over again. And it's not thoughtful. It's not useful. You're just saying everything else that all of the other career coaches are saying. They're just platitudes. And we actually saw one person refer to us as sycophants, that we were acting in excessively obedient kinds of ways, potentially out of integrity, simply to gain an advantage, simply to, I don't know, in their mind, scam people. And of course, that's not what we're here to do. And of course, we understand those reactions, because if you're not in a place where you're ready to receive information and ready to truly transform your life, that's the way that it's going to come off. It's the way that you're going to receive it, no matter what it is that we say. And the reason that I share this is because one of the reasons why a lot of people hate marketing, and sometimes it's secretly, but sometimes it's way more in your face, I hate marketing. I've actually had several friends of mine say that. Like, I've shared our marketing with them. They're not technical managers, so that's something to know, something to note. But I'll share our marketing with them. I'll share our training. I'll share our website. I'll share some of the YouTube ads and the YouTube videos and the podcast. Oh, God, Jen, yeah, I love what you're doing, but I hate marketing. I hate marketing, so I can't, nope. It's putting all the bells off for me. Nope, it's too markety for me. Too markety. And, you know, these comments around platitudes and sycophants made me wonder, you know, people are afraid to be platitudinal sycophants. People are afraid to be, they won't market. You secretly hate marketing, or not so secretly hate marketing, because you're afraid to be called a platitudinal sycophant. And no, I know it sounds like some sort of animal from Australia, but you're afraid to be that person who is simply saying something to gain an advantage. She was simply just using these words that everybody else uses that just don't, maybe to some people don't resonate. And it's just they're used way too often. And you don't want to be that person. You want to be authentically you. You don't want to just scream platitudes from the mountaintop. You don't want to be the person who the only reason that you're saying something is to simply gain an advantage and completely all ego. You don't want to be a platitudinal sycophant. And so therefore, you label all marketing as evil. You hate marketing. And maybe that's something that you say and you recognize, or maybe it's something that's kind of buried down deep, that like deep down, you hate marketing. And if that's how you feel, and if that's your thought, if those are your beliefs around marketing and evangelizing your excellence, then you're not going to do it, because it's going to be out of alignment. If you don't like marketing, we shouldn't have to market. If you call advertisers evil, all advertisers evil. Look, there is evil in the world. I'm not burying my head in the sand, but there are some really great heart-centered, let's change the world marketers out there. And we strive to be them at the People Stack. In other words, our marketing, this is a piece of marketing right here that you're listening to. And if you're like, oh, wow, this is marketing, great. I wish everybody would do that. This is marketing to change the world, to change people's lives. So if you have that belief that all marketing is evil, you're not going to market. You're going to be scared to market, because it's going to be out of alignment with who you are. Because who you are, why you're listening right now, is you are an intelligent, committed, determined, resourceful, technical manager who is committed to upgrading your career and making more of an impact. And so to you, marketing, selling yourself, might feel out of alignment because, oh, I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be that icky, slimy marketing person who's completely out of integrity and is just doing it out of ego. And if that's what you believe, you are sacrificing impact and freedom and joy and income as well. Here's three areas where it's happening. Number one, if you secretly hate marketing, you're not going to be able to evangelize your excellence because you're not going to do it. It's not going to feel good to you to evangelize your excellence, to market yourself, to sell your team's wins. You're not going to do it because it feels icky, slimy, and no good, bad. And so that what that means is that you're not sharing your team's wins. And then also what that means is they are not getting the recognition that they deserve, and you're not getting it either. They're not getting the resources that they deserve, and you're not getting them either. You're not earning the opportunity to make even more of an impact because you're not sharing their wins. That's one area where you're destroying your career, you're destroying your work because you hate marketing, because you won't do it. Another area is in building your network. It is absolutely essential to build your network if you want to advance in your career, whether we're talking about internally or externally. Yes, everybody knows that you need to build a network in order to win on the job market. Of course you do. You have to. When you're doing it internally, you need to as well. You need to continually build relationships and with even more people, most likely more people than you know right now. You need to get out there and get them behind your cause. You need to get them on board with your mission, and that requires marketing. That requires marketing, your mission. Our mission is to change the world, one tech manager at a time. And every single person, including you who is listening to this, is behind that because you are on board with our mission to change the world, one tech manager at a time. Because by you upgrading your career, guess what you're doing? You're changing the tech industry. You're changing the impact that we're making. So you need to be able to market if you want to make more of an impact and you want to build your network, and building your network is really, really important. So there's another area where hating marketing is holding you back. Here's another one. Negotiation. Salary negotiation, whether it's internal or external, or really negotiating for any additional resources, whether it's a raise for yourself, a raise for your team, or negotiating additional resources that you need for a project in order to make it happen, whether it's buying a new piece of tech or, you know, taking on a new vendor or creating a new relationship and really negotiating with the higher ups, with the decision makers to make that happen. If you hate marketing, you're not going to market, and therefore you're not going to own your worth, and you're going to leave money on the table. You're going to leave impact on the table. This is just three examples of the bigger areas where your beliefs about marketing are for sure holding you back in your career. The shift that I invite you to make is a very simple one. Flip the script, my friends. Love marketing. Fall in love with marketing yourself, with marketing your team, with marketing your wins, with marketing the value that you're adding, with marketing your mission, with evangelizing your excellence and getting people on board with your mission, with celebrating every single win in your life, with celebrating every single win on your team and at your organization, with owning your worth and negotiating and asking for more because you're worth it. Love it. Fall in love with it. That's the shift I am inviting you to make. And so here's the thing. Right now, some of you are, this is really resonating with you, and you want to be able to do this. And some stuff is coming up. Am I able to do it? How do I do it? I'm not sure if I can. How do I apply this in my career? And if that's where you are right now, I want you to book a call with my team. thepeoplestack.com/book. Because look, you do have a choice right now in this moment, as you're listening to this podcast. You can take this information, you can say, oh, well, that's very interesting. Fall in love with marketing. I'm going to go think about that and figure out how to do it. I guarantee you, if you do that, you're not going to change your life. You're not going to change your career. You're not going to own your worth. You're not going to make a lick of difference. Truth time. It is a choice that you get to make. But if you choose to just pass this by and say, oh, I'm going to consider it and figure it out on my own, you're not going to transform your career. You're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay settling. And that's your choice to choose that path. But for some of you, you don't want to do that. You want to turn this information into transformation. You want to apply what you've learned today because you know that falling in love with marketing, while it is a very powerful idea, you need to know exactly how to apply it in your life, with your team, in your career, with your goals, with your dreams. And that's what we're here to help you do, to give you that custom tailored plan. And if that's what you're ready to do, I want you to book a call with my team right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. You'll go to the link, enter your time zone, enter your name, your email, your phone number, and then it's going to schedule it. It'll end up on your calendar. It'll end up on my team's calendar. You're going to get the all of the reminders about it, and then show up at that time for an audio-only Zoom call with one of my team members, one of my beloved career strategists, who's going to be there on that call to help you get to the truth around what's not working in your career, where you want to go. And if they're 100% confident that we can help you, then they're going to talk about what that's going to look like. And if it's not right away, if they're not 100% confident that we can help you right away, and there's just some shifts that you still need to make, there's still some actions you still need to take before you can work with us, then they're going to give you that plan too. Whatever happens, as long as you show up coachable to that call, you're going to have a custom tailored plan to walking the path toward your dream career, toward falling in love with all of the things that you never thought you needed to fall in love with, including marketing, so that you can rise to the next level of impact, of freedom, and of income. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Book that call immediately. I know you may hate marketing. I know you may not want to do it. I get it. Truly, I do. I was there once before too. You have to take a look in the mirror and say, is my hatred for marketing helping me get where I want to go in my career? And what I'm inviting you to see is that it's not. And it's time to shift it. And it's time to figure out what you need to do specifically in order to make that happen. That's what we're here for. Big hugs, everyone. Virtual hugs from Fort Collins, Colorado. Talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.